Unit 1, Recording 4. 1.
This maybe isn't the most original way, but I think I really improved my English when I watched films and TV programs with the subtitles on. The subtitles help you to, of course, understand better, but you don't feel like you're really studying a language. You just feel like you are enjoying a film with drama or romance or murder, and it's just like enjoying yourself, and it's not like you're learning anything.
2.
I'll tell you what I'd say, actually, and this is something that I've done myself. I went to learn Spanish in Argentina, and I found the thing that helped more than anything was doing a class in tango. Guitar, I play guitar. And, you know, you go in the class and you're not thinking about learning the language. You're thinking about the instrument or, you know, whatever the class is that you decide to take. And somehow it seems to sink in a bit more. The language actually sinks in rather than if you're focusing on grammar or whatever. And just, you know, playing the chords and learning the vocabulary of music. I found that was absolutely fantastic, and I'd recommend that to anyone.
3.
This sounds a bit weird, but a friend of mine told me that the best way she found to learn English, or to improve her English, I should say, was to try and think in English whenever she could. So when she was by herself, walking down the street or on a bus, whatever, she'd look around and try and describe in her head what she could see. Then she used to also imagine conversations she might have with people in the future, or imagine a conversation with a friend or something in her head. And I think sometimes when she was by herself, she used to talk out loud to herself even. So she had she was doing all this practice all the time, just by herself in her free time. It sounded pretty clever to me.
4.
And when I was 19, I think, I went to England to become an au pair and learn English. And the best thing about this was if I was ironing or hoovering the house, for example, I would put the radio on or YouTube or something like that and listen in the background. So I have all the time the English language going into my brain without really thinking about it. I think it's best if you don't concentrate, if it goes on, you know, in the background. It's really helpful.
5.
Well, I've always believed that learning a foreign language, you have to communicate constantly in that language. So I would always say, you know, get yourself a girlfriend from the country of the language you wish to learn.
6.
Well, when I lived in Poland, I was never very extroverted as a person, but when I first came to England, I realized that the only way that I would get better in English was to just talk to everybody. So I made myself have conversations with people I met on the street or at the bus stop or shopkeepers, even people in the cafes. Some people, they weren't always very friendly, but lots of people actually are, and they're very polite, especially the older people.
7.
You know what I do to keep up my Spanish is I just go online regularly and read the news websites, all in Spanish, of course. And I choose to read about something I really am interested in anyway. I just find that's more helpful. So I may be reading about, in my case, I love football, so I'd be reading about football or maybe business and something I'm interested in anyway. And it's just so much easier to read in a foreign language if you're interested in what you're reading about. And it's great for your vocab, and it sort of just reminds you about what you already know.